Moore's.
Sports brought to you by Pants. I know what you're thinking. We're right here in the heart of football season, okay? Just got underway, and you're going to do a soccer story, Jason?
Well, soccer is football.
Football. Julio from SA says, just talk about fantasy football. That's what we really want. You know, it's funny, Julio, because, yeah, as I was begging, literally begging Nick to find me something so I don't have to do this. It's not just a soccer story, guys. It's a soccer story about equality and fair pay for women. And these are just all up my alley. Mm-hmm. This is all. I was begging Nick to find me something else. And what were you doing, Nick?
Updating my spreadsheet for my fantasy football dynasty league that keeps track of salary cap numbers.
Don't.
I got both Dak and Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, you got Gronk?
Can you win the championship in the week one waiver ads?
What?
I just did.
Dak was available on the waiver wire?
Yeah.
What kind of a league is this where Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson, and Matthew Stafford are all available to be picked up?
Well, now just Matthew Stafford.
Doesn't sound like a league, Kenny, that this is going to be the be-all, end-all league. This is going to be your most important league that you play in. Eh?
Oh, if you want a be-all, end-all, most important league, check out my super-duper No Jason's Allowed league. Congratulations to Dirty Water Brown team.
Okay.
16,000 points in week one to take first place.
Is that Doug and Dirty Water?
I don't know anything about fantasy football, but that doesn't seem right.
16,000 points?
Yeah. A little off.
I think I'm losing the decimals, though. I think I broke Yahoo's scoring system.
Okay.
Doesn't seem like everybody has even numbers like that.
Okay, don't worry, guys. I'm not going to get fired because I have a very smart take on this, all right? U.S. Soccer Federation announced yesterday that it has offered the U.S. women's team and the U.S. men's team identical contract proposals. Identical. They say this was done with the goal of aligning the men's and women's teams under a, quote, single collective bargaining agreement structure, end quote. That's stupid. They also said that the new CBA must, quote, take the important step of equalizing FIFA World Cup prize money, end quote. All the different governing bodies in soccer, it's a little confusing who's in charge of what and that. And I will tell you this for sure. I don't know. I don't know who does what. But yeah, I can tell you that FIFA is planning to pay the prize money for the 2022 Men's World Cup will be $440 million. The 2023 Women's World Cup will be $60 million.
Ooh.
So, still a lot of millions.
But less.
But, you know what? Good bear math, Emily.
Yes.
like what you did there. Okay, here. Nick, judge the toxic masculinity of this take. But then when I'm done, be like, you know what, Jason? It's actually a pretty good point.
Okay, all right? Sure. Hit me.
I just wrote the script for you. There you go.
Lady soccer players, just don't put money on a pedestal.
No, come
to you.
Here's the thing. Did you guys? There's a pretty great documentary. Pretty good. There's a pretty above average
documentary. Did I watch a soccer documentary? No.
LFG, I believe it's on Netflix. It's on one of the things. Just go out and find it. And it's about the U.S. women's national team and their pursuit of equal pay. It turns into a propaganda piece in certain spots where you find out actually they did make more money than the men's team, but they had to play more games or something like that. They also make it seem like some of these girls are just living off the streets trying to win their soccer dreams. But I'm like, well, it seems as if you're actually making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Also, Megan Rapinoe, look, man, you gave me chills. And you knocked that goal in, and you ran to the corner, and you did the whole "Are you not entertained?" thing. You gave me chills. Maybe you're not quite as important as you think you are, Megan Rapinoe.
Is this the toxic take that I'm supposed to be judging?
No, I'm not even there yet.
I was like, this
is
like just an appetizer.
Yeah.
Like you're getting warmed up.
Let me tell you another thing, Megan Rapinoe. How's it feel to be the second best athlete in your household? Boom! Shots fired. Sue Bird, the girl Sue Bird, one of the best basketball players of all time. Okay, here's the deal. I ask if you've seen that movie because it's about, you know, them trying to, attain equal pay to the U.S. men's national team. And here is the take. Stop comparing yourself to men. Okay. It's a completely different sport. Okay.
It seems to have all the same elements.
Are you getting screwed by the U.S. Soccer Federation, by the powers that be? Almost assuredly, I would imagine so. We've been screwing women forever, and not just in the way Jesus intended, okay? And so,
missionary.
If you're getting screwed by the U.S. Soccer Federation, then yeah, take their asses to court and fix this. Mm-hmm. But the whole we want to be paid the same as the men, I'm saying don't compare yourself to the men because apparently, at least according to your data, you're much more kick-ass at kicking the balls in than the men. Demand more. You should be paid more. Don't compare yourself. It's two completely different sports. Here, I understand that this is a wild example, but I will use this exaggeration to illustrate a point. Should the U.S. women's soccer, the U.S. women's team sue the Soccer Federation because they're not paid the same amount as the Los Angeles Lakers?
No.
Okay.
But
Should a team in the MLS, a football team, sue because they're not paid the same salaries that the Dallas Cowboys, a football team, are paid? No. It's a totally different sport. Okay? Here's the thing that I said to the bosses of this company a million years ago. I don't need to get rich doing this job, but I don't need you to get rich by underpaying me.
Oh, you shut your mouth right now.
What?
Building a house in Manor and my car doesn't have AC.
I'm moving to Manor, okay? How do you keep acting as if that's a flex? I'm moving to the hillbillies.
Because you buy land money and build a house money.
Listen, first of all, I probably stole that from somebody smarter than me. But here's the point. Is that, yes, they should go to their employers and say, hey, you are not compensating us fairly. But I think asking for the amount of money that some other athletes play in a different sport makes, that doesn't make sense. Okay? It's apples and oranges. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
I hear you.
If you are, thank you, Emily. Thank you.
Now, do I really understand you? I'm working on it.
I'm busy trying to Google which logical fallacy you are demonstrating. It's not straw man. It's not slippery slope.
Look, here's the thing: is that they will say, "Hey, we are professional soccer player. We deserve professional soccer player amount of money." And here's the truth of the matter. Okay, is you're not paid this amount of money because you're very good at soccer. You're paid this amount of money because people like watching you play soccer. So
okay,
look
but
at
that applies to a professional sports team. You kind of where I can see that they should be equal is because I'm with you. It's the same thing of like when you talk about actors and actresses in different movies, and I'm like, well, it depends on what role it is, and just because you're the lead female doesn't mean if the movie is all about a guy and you have a small part in it. There's all sorts of weird things like that.
Right.
But when you are the national soccer team of the U.S., you are a government-sponsored, subsidy team. I kind of feel that you should get paid the same.
You're not paid with tax dollars. Here's the bottom line. Okay, is what is the revenue that you create, and you should
but
get
it's not, it's
you
not,
should get the same piece of that revenue that the men's team gets. All right,
yes,
but you should not get. And if you're telling me that you make more revenue, then yeah, go out there and you should get more than the men's team. Now here's the deal too. It takes a little while for it to trickle down, all right?
See, you're going private sector versus public sector. I think if you are a national government team...
They sell sponsors. They're not paying for this with government dollars.
I'm just saying, it sounds like you're a public...
Like you're the representative of... Like there's no other women's soccer team.
If they're government employees, should we be paying them millions of dollars, all right? Pay them a livable wage. The end.
I mean, again, like
no,
that's...
they want to be paid like professional athletes, okay?
But also, the more important thing is that what they're doing is using their platform to advocate for equal pay in other areas where, you know, it is the same, where it's just, you know, teachers in schools or at business. Like, that's what they're doing. And can you sit here and poke holes at it and tear them apart and not be an ally?
Right.
Sure.
I mean,
but
the difference between the two monies...
Mm-hmm.
Like the men's soccer team and the women's soccer team, that's a big difference.
Right.
That is a very significant difference.
It's two different sports, right?
Is it?
Well, why don't they play together?
I can see two different sports. I'm not saying the men are better.
I'm not saying the men are better. I'm just telling you it's different. So just stop. Don't compare yourself to a different sport. It's just a different sport. Okay.
But it's so similar that it should be compared. There are differences, but the similarities outweigh the differences.
Again, when you say it's a different sport, like softball and baseball are different sports, not just because one is
predominantly
by men and one is predominantly by women.
They never play together. It's a different sport.
Okay, well, you also don't have the NFL playing against the college football, but it's the same goddamn sport.
Well, should they all become compensated the same? Should the college players be making the exact same thing the NFL players make?
No, because they're a different level, and like the women's soccer team.
Oh, don't even start with different level, Emily. That is, take some of the toxic masculinity.
KROX.com, I think, probably.
No,
women can't stay on the same field with the men. I heard what you meant there. I read between the lines.
I said that about football. I know what you're doing. They're different levels, and in soccer, representative. The female soccer team is the representative of all of the female soccer teams in the
United States. Grade my toxic masculinity take.
I don't know. 3 Kevin Spaceys out of 5. Is that even toxic masculinity? I don't think
so. Yeah. But also, you have a pretty good point.
Oh, all right. Sorry. You have a good point, Jason. Don't examine anything.
Do your thing at 101X Morning X.
The Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
A rock physicist tweets at The Morning X says, glad we got emotionally relatable Jason out of the way earlier today so we could get to crappy capitalist pig Jason. I kind of did that whole segment for you, buddy.
Oh, doing a bit of radio for one individual listener.
Gay Steve tweets in the Morning X, says, hashtag gross, just gross, hashtag toxic masculinity. Now I feel like I hurt. Look, man, I'm actually advocating that the women should be paid more than the men.
You don't get to say
what I'm saying.
Hold yourself
to the standard of men, okay? You are better. You are better than them and better than that. Women.
I wish you were better than you.
Nick asked me during that break, why are you so determined to hold these women down? And I say, the real question is, why will I never just leave good enough alone? And now another segment on equal pay in soccer.
I'm just going to start cleaning up my desk.
No. So, yes, the U.S. Soccer Federation offered identical contract proposals to the men's and women's side. And this is all I'm saying. Nick asked me, what did you say? Why are you so determined to
just counter all of these things? You have to poke holes.
What I would tell you and what I did tell you was actually, I am a soldier for equality. Okay. I am fighting for equality.
Yeah.
I am fighting for what is fair. Let me just propose something to you. Okay.
Just for the record, sound like a Republican defending their voting bills. We're not trying to keep black people from voting. We're trying to make sure the integrity of our elections are...
Now you're just saying things to hurt me,
yes.
Okay? Don't do that, all right? If I present a logical, an illogical
actually
fallacy,
I don't care what two gay people do. Just don't do it in front of me.
No, that's not. Okay.
You just can't get... You shouldn't get married.
I should not put terrible words in your mouth other than the ones that are already there.
Let me just ask you this, okay?
Go.
Let's say that the U.S. women's team, which has been much more successful and popular than the men's team for the last decade, two decades, something like that. Let's just say that continues for the rest of our life. And I will just, I'm going to include these hypothetical numbers. Let's say that the women's television ratings are 4 times that of the men. That the interest in attending their events is 4 times greater, that they sell 4 times as many jerseys as the men's team. Should they be paid the same thing as the men's team? They should be paid more.
Okay,
equal pay is wrong, okay? Stop comparing yourself to this other thing. You do you, bro.
Here's what you should do.
Sister?
They should be paid the same base salary for playing soccer for the United States of America. Then you can have bonuses and they can get percentages of jersey sales. And
number
that's where
sponsors,
you handle the discrepancies.
Like that.
But the idea is, again, you can defend the eyes of Texas as not being racist because the UT bribed a bunch of professors to rubber stamp it.
Nah, see, this is what you did.
Or you could simply say, hey, let's make sure that we don't have a racist song, no matter even if it was only racist 80 years ago.
This is what somebody who's losing an argument does. It just starts introducing...
Daryl KKK Royal!
Just starts introducing evidence from out of nowhere.
AKKers!
You're trying to... What is that thing that they do, a jury nullification, something like
tampering?
That. Even though my case has clearly proven to be the correct one, you're just asking
your
the jury.
Your case does not have positronic traction.
You're asking the jury to do you a favor. They're like,
you can't handle the equal pay.
Even though he's right, you like me better, so vote for me. Okay?
Legally
That's what you've done. That's what you've done. Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
The Etchy Expo happens Friday, September 24th, 5th, 6th at the Radisson. Get your anime con on. And our contestant is hi, Brandy.
Hi.
Brandy, I'm going to be in the hallway congratulating myself on how great my takes are. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, get out of here. I'm going to go Kia Tesla later, and I hope it's yours. Brandy, we've got three trivia topics to choose from. You're going to pick one of those. Answer more correctly than Jason, and you will be getting your Aru Aru on.
You're getting better.
I think it's the same. I should just stop. You're going to get your 18-plus anime on. And let's see. Your topics are who's on second, which is geography, second place stuff. That's stupid. Just say geography trivia. To trivia or not, William Shakespeare, geography trivia, William Shakespeare trivia, or Sherlock Holmes trivia. That should be elementary.
Oh, gosh. I suck at all of these. We'll do William Shakespeare.
All right. I believe
to be or not to be.
Or I don't.
That is the question.
Yep. Luckily, that's not a question that we just weren't. But number one, by what nickname is William Shakespeare commonly known?
Bill Shakespeare.
I was looking for the Bard.
Oh.
He's the Bard, but I'm sure somebody called him. I like Willie Shakes was my nickname for him.
Willie Shakes?
I bet you if somebody
That's was, almost Michael J. Fox-ish, though.
All right. Let's see. Number two. 10 Things I Hate About You is an adaptation of what Shakespearean play? The film?
Taming of the Shrew.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
In high school, I won a gold medal in UIL for art
adaptation. My daughter's actually named after the main character.
Hey, do not interrupt my brag for your brag, Brandy. There will be time for brag.
My brag was good.
Yeah, Brandy's brag was better.
All right, now.
Sorry. Beating you down. Keep going. You're doing such a great job, Nick.
You guys are making me want to go on to Jason's side about this whole equal pay thing. That's all I'm going to say.
No!
Number three.
Ridiculous.
According to Shakespeare, what would Richard III give his kingdom for? It's a famous line from the Richard III. But according to Shakespeare, what would Richard III give his kingdom for?
I'm going to say left nut because I can't think of anything better.
All right, Brandy.
I like that.
You win.
I'm going to ding that.
You're wrong.
It's wrong.
A horse, my kingdom for a horse. But good.
That's
good
better.
You got jokes, Brandy. Hold on. We're going to give
Brandy's
you a prize.
Got better answers, honestly.
Or something. Yeah. All right. I don't even know what's happening anymore. I'll tell you what, Brandy chose to trivia or not to trivia. That is the question. William Shakespeare trivia. And she got one correct.
How clever.
But not too clever.
Good for you.
Just the right amount of clever.
She had some clever answers, though.
She did.
They were pretty hilarious. She's just out to take my job.
Really?
Don't tell her that.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's her consolation prize, Brandy.
This is my
Emily's job. You're about to get Hudson carded, Emily.
Oh, no. Please.
Hudson carded off.
Ooh.
That's pretty good. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
By what nickname is William Shakespeare commonly known? William Shakespeare. Nicknames. Main one.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know Shakespeare things, but I thought
they call
maybe
him blah.
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 I don't. Yeah, I don't know. If he was my homie and I was like, what are we going to call William Shakespeare? What a stupid name. We can't call him that. I would call him Billy Shakes.
That's kind of what Brandy said, but she was also wrong. It's the Bard.
The Bard,
yeah.
Why?
Because bards in old-timey Shakespeare days, they would go around singing tales and entertaining, and they were the musicians of the Middle Ages.
Oh, my God, I don't care!
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
10 Things I Hate About You is an adaptation of what Shakespearean play? The film 10 Things I Hate About You.
Mm-hmm. That's the sound I make when I'm thinking.
Mm.
I know the answer.
Okay.
Then say it.
Mila Jovovich of rules here. Taming the Shrew.
Taming of the Shrew. The Taming of the Shrew. I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like you need it.
I don't need nothing, man.
You need a win after that terrible loss and your whole soccer argument.
I didn't know. I won despite how ugly it was, okay?
Well.
All right? I'm not the hero that Austin wants. I'm the hero that Austin has.
Oh, whatever.
I hope that keeps you warm when you're living under a bridge because you've been fired from your cushy radio job.
Yeah, when you have to tear apart your Tesla to use the parts as shelter.
You're sleeping in a box on some dirt in Manor.
When I hit financial hardship, I understand it's coming, okay? The optimal move, Emily, is going to be to sell the Tesla, okay? Trying to tear off the parts to build myself some under 183 overpass fort is going to be a tremendously poor plan.
Yeah, but although, you would be the coolest homeless yes. person underneath the
when
the
your little
freeway.
Your little shack has gull-wing doors.
Oh, God.
You would be so cool.
All right.
Would I be cool?
For being
for
in a very
the
sad
win,
situation.
Hopefully. According to Shakespeare, what would Richard III give his kingdom for? In the play Richard III, there's a famous line.
Okay.
Where he says he would give his kingdom up for what?
In the play, what is it?
Richard III.
Richard III?
His nickname is Dick III.
Okay. Dick Trace. Yeah, can't fire this guy. Kidding me? Who else got Dick Trace jokes? Okay, in the play.
What would be the top line of your resume?
Dick Trace.
Who else got Dick Trace jokes? William III.
Yes.
He would give up the throne.
His kingdom.
He would give up the kingdom for blank.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For that thing.
If it was my kingdom, I would say one order of buffalo chicken
fingers. I'm going to prove a stupid point on the radio.
is that what I'm doing?
Yes.
I'm not. That was not me relinquishing the throne, okay? That was not. The answer has got to be love.
Or horse.
A horse?
A horse.
A horse. My kingdom from a horse. He's in a battle. His horse dies. Apparently, Richard III was renowned for his skills at fighting on a horse. Not a horse.
Uh-huh.
Fighting on a horse. And so, yeah, he's like, give me a horse.
If you're the best horse-mounted fighter in the world, are you really that bad of a fighter on foot?
Well, I assume that he's going up against other people on horses.
I don't know.
You definitely are a disadvantage. You lose the high ground.
Listen, Richard III, I'm not... I'm in no position to advise you on your practices. That's a loser trade, okay? You're going to give up the whole kingdom for one horse?
Okay, a horse was worth a lot back then. Do you know how many people the king had to sell in order to get that horse?
I don't.
The
know.
Answer, Richard, is just to strip your horse for parts and sell those rather than the entire horse.
I don't know how much horses were. When was this? The 14th century, something like that? Were horses, the Teslas of the 14th century, they held their value unbelievably.
I mean, they're good for the environment.
Depreciated
Did
none.
Did the wheel even exist?
Are we in a tie? Is that what we have here?
That was a joke. You took it.
I hope so, yes.
Okay. In the case of a tie, as we have here, Brandy, Nick is going to ask us a quantifiable tiebreaker question. Whoever's closest you may go over will be the winner. Think of an answer. I'm writing mine down, Brandy. Nick?
Let's see. Scholars agree that William Shakespeare wrote at least how many plays? There's some debate, but he wrote at least how many plays? Do you know what? William Shakespeare wrote how many plays?
Okay.
Don't even do it.
Good. Thank you.
Good old Billy Shakes.
How many plays for my dude?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've written my answer down. What do you think, Brandy? How many plays for Billy Shakespeare?
50.
My go-to answer, 69, felt really good, but I bet you there's more than that, okay? There's more. Mm-hmm. Went with promotional synergy. 101 plays.
Because
I am working at 101X, the only radio station that ever has or will employ me.
Well, I tell you what, in the future, when you're working for 37 FM.
No! way. Yeah. He wrote more than 37.
It was the 1600s. People died at 12.
That's true.
Like, yeah, but he wrote a whole bunch of plays you don't know about, okay?
I mean, a lot of people agree that he may have ripped off most of his works. All so right. The original All Dick right. Man, that's
All
what I say.
All right. Brandy, congratulations. You're going to be at Etchy Expo. Hold the line just one second. Emily, people want to be a VIP at Etchy Expo. How do they do that?
Yeah, you're going to go on a 101x.com and then click on the little article where it says win it. Basically, we just need a photo of you and also tell us how you are the nerdiest person in the world and why you deserve those tickets.
101x.com. Get the details on being a VIP.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.